Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. Now I know what you're thinking.
What's that?
Hold on, Rob, aren't we supposed to be talking about weather? Well, today we're taking a detour. We've uncovered something that's been scrubbed from traditional media. Something so strange we felt we had to share it.
Okay.
This isn't about wind speeds or isobars.
Right.
But about information itself, specifically information that seemingly vanished into thin air.
Interesting.
Think of it as a weather pattern of a different kind.
And just like tracking a storm, we're going to follow this story wherever it leads. Laying out the facts and letting you, the listener, make your own conclusions.
Exactly. We're your guides, not your forecasters on this one, so buckle up, because the story we're diving into is a real head-scratcher.
What is it?
A former Soviet intelligence officer is making some explosive allegations about Donald Trump.
Hmm.
He claims that Trump was actually recruited by the KGB way back in 1987.
Wow.
The source of this claim is just as fascinating as the claim itself. It comes from Ulnur Musayev.
I've heard that name.
Who you might remember was the head of Kazakhstan's National Security Committee. He dropped this bombshell not in some official report, but on his Facebook page.
Facebook. Really?
Facebook. You just never know what's going to pop up on your feed these days. But this isn't your average social media post. We're talking about allegations of international espionage at the highest levels.
Right. And to understand the gravity of this, we need to talk about the KGB, particularly a branch called the Sixth Directorate. These were the folks who specialized in recruiting influential businessmen from capitalist nations. They were masters at identifying individuals who might be vulnerable to their overtures, people they could potentially cultivate as assets.
Cultivate as assets. That sounds a bit like we're talking about gardening, not espionage. What does that actually entail?
It's all about building relationships, slowly gaining trust and influence over someone until they're willing to provide information or favors. The KGB would often target people who were ambitious, perhaps had financial problems, or craved recognition, anything they could exploit.
And in this case, they allegedly gave Trump the codename Krasnov. Just let that sink in for a second. Krasnov.
Musayev even claims that the original KGB file on Krasnov has been removed from the archives and is now being kept under wraps by someone close to Putin.
Oh, wow.
This is where things start to feel like a spy thriller.
Wow. So we have this former intelligence officer claiming Trump was recruited by the KGB, given a code name, and now the file on him has disappeared. It's almost too wild to believe.
It is a pretty wild story, and we have to acknowledge that Musayev hasn't presented any hard evidence to back up his claims. It's all based on his word.
Okay.
And he does have a history of making controversial statements. Some might even say he has a flair for the dramatic.
So a healthy dose of skepticism is in order here.
Yes.
But even if we take Musayev's claims with a grain of salt, there's still the intriguing matter of Trump's trip to Moscow in 1987. He went there to explore building a hotel, right?
Right.
And
this is where the historical context gets really interesting. Back in 1987, the Cold War was still in full swing. Tensions between the U.S. and the Soviet Union were high, and yet Soviet officials were unusually accommodating to Trump during his visit.
Oh.
They rolled out the red carpet, arranged high-level meetings, and went out of their way to make him feel welcome.
That does seem a bit out of the ordinary, especially for the Cold War era.
It was, and that's why intelligence analysts at the time started to wonder if there was more to it than just a business deal.
Like what?
Could the Soviets have been trying to cultivate Trump, hoping to gain leverage over him down the line?
So even back then, there were suspicions about Trump's potential ties to Russia.
Yes, and those suspicions were fueled by a 1985 KGB document that outlined their strategies for recruiting Western figures, particularly those in positions of prominence. Think of it as a playbook for espionage.
A playbook for espionage. That's fascinating. Tell me more about that document. What kind of strategies did it outline?
It was incredibly detailed. The document specifically instructed agents to target individuals who showed signs of being susceptible to some form of collaboration with the KGB.
Mm.
This could range from full-blown recruitment as an agent to something more subtle, like becoming a confidential contact or providing inside information. It reveals a very deliberate and sophisticated approach to building a network of influence within Western societies.
So the KGB was actively seeking to infiltrate Western circles and exploit vulnerabilities.
Yes.
It really makes you wonder what their intentions were with someone like Trump, who at the time was a high-profile businessman with a growing international presence.
It's certainly something worth considering, and this all happened years before Trump entered politics, which adds another layer of complexity to the story.
Wow, this is already getting pretty deep. We've got allegations of KGB recruitment, a suspicious trip to Moscow, and a Cold War espionage playbook. Where do we go from here?
Well, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, it's important to remember that Trump has consistently denied any wrongdoing. He claims his dealings with Russia have always been purely business-related and that he has nothing to hide.
Right, that's an important point. But even with his denials, there are still some unanswered questions here. Why were Soviet officials so eager to work with Trump? And why does this former Kazakh intelligence officer come out with these allegations now after all these years?
Exactly. And those are the questions we're going to explore next.
Okay.
Was there more to Trump's 1987 trip than meets the eye? And what might Mossiah's motivations be for revealing this information now?
Stay tuned, folks, because we're just getting started on this Meteorology Matters deep dive. And if you want to find more Meteorology Matters, including our regular weather updates, you can follow me, Rob Jones, on Instagram at Meteorologist, on TikTok at TV Meteorologist, and on YouTube, follow Rob Jones Hurricane. You can also find the Meteorology Matters podcast playlist on YouTube.
Musayev's decision to go public with these allegations now, decades after the fact, is a real head-scratcher. It definitely raises more questions than answers.
It makes you wonder, what's his game? Why come forward now? Is he trying to make a splash, settle a score? Or is there something more to it?
It's hard to say for sure, but there are a few possibilities. Some experts speculate that he might be seeking political asylum, using this information as a bargaining chip to gain entry into a Western country. It's not uncommon for former intelligence officials to defect and offer up sensitive information in exchange for protection.
So he could be using this as leverage to secure a new life for himself. That's a pretty high-stakes gamble.
It is. Others believe he might be acting on behalf of a faction within the Russian government. Perhaps there's a group opposed to Putin who's trying to undermine him by discrediting one of his perceived allies.
Ooh, that sounds like something out of a John le Carré novel. We're talking about internal power struggles and shadowy figures pulling strings behind the scenes.
Right, and then there's the question of Musayev's credibility. He has a history of making controversial statements, and some critics argue he has a tendency to exaggerate, to embellish the truth for dramatic effect.
So we need to be careful not to take his claims at face value. We need to weigh the evidence and consider his potential motive.
Absolutely. It's crucial to approach this story with a healthy dose of skepticism. But even if we set aside Musayev's claims for a moment, there's still the matter of Trump's 1987 trip to Moscow.
Okay, let's circle back to that trip. You mentioned earlier that Soviet officials were unusually accommodating to Trump. What exactly did they do that raised red flags for intelligence analysts?
Well, for starters, they arranged a meeting for Trump with Yuri Dubinin, who was the Soviet ambassador to the United States at the time. Dubinin was a high-ranking official, and it was unusual for someone of his stature to meet with a businessman who, at that point, was primarily known for building casinos and skyscrapers.
So they're giving him access to top-level officials, rolling out the red carpet for him. It does make you wonder what their agenda was.
And it wasn't just the meeting with Dubinin. They also introduced Trump to a number of other influential figures in the Soviet government and business world.
Ooh.
They seemed eager to make him feel welcome, to show him that he was someone they wanted to do business with.
It's almost like they were trying to impress him, to win him over in some way.
And remember, this is all happening against the backdrop of the Cold War, a time of intense rivalry and mistrust between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. It's not hard to see why intelligence analysts back then viewed this level of hospitality with suspicion.
You mentioned earlier that there was a 1985 KGB document that outlined strategies for recruiting Western figures. Did that document shed any light on how the Soviets might have approached someone like Trump?
It did. The document specifically instructed agents to target individuals who showed signs of vulnerability, whether it was financial difficulties, a desire for recognition, or a willingness to bend the rules. They were looking for people who could be compromised, people they could use to their advantage.
And Trump, with his ambition and his flamboyant personality, might have fit that profile.
It's possible. The document also emphasized the importance of building long-term relationships with potential assets. It wasn't about quick wins or instant gratification. They were playing the long game, cultivating relationships that could pay off years, even decades down the line.
So it's conceivable that the Soviets saw Trump as someone they could invest in, someone who might prove useful to them in the future. It's a chilling thought.
It is, and this all happened years before Trump entered politics, which adds another layer of complexity to the story. We're left wondering, did those early interactions with the Soviets have any bearing on his actions as president?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And we have to remember, Trump has consistently denied any wrongdoing. He's maintained that his dealings with Russia have always been purely business-related.
That's right. But his denials haven't done much to quell the suspicions of his critics. And then there are the comments he's made about Putin over the years, comments that have puzzled many observers, including some within his own administration.
You're talking about the remarks made by Anthony Scaramucci, Trump's former White House communications director.
Yes.
He expressed confusion over Trump's deference to Putin, even going so far as to say he thought there was a mysterious hold over the president.
Exactly. Scaramucci's remarks, along with Trump's own actions and statements, have led some to speculate about the true nature of his relationship with Putin. Is it purely a matter of shared interests, as Trump claims, or is there something more complex, more unsettling at play?
It's a question that's hard to shake, and it's one that we'll continue to explore as we delve deeper into this story. We've covered a lot of ground already, but we're not finished yet. There's still more to uncover, more pieces of this puzzle to fit together.
And as we continue our investigation, we need to keep in mind the broader context of this story. We're not just talking about one man's allegations or one president's past. We're talking about the hidden forces that shape our world, the clandestine operations that often go unnoticed but can have profound consequences.
It's a reminder that truth can be elusive, especially when powerful interests are at play. And it's a call for us, as citizens, to be vigilant, to question the narratives we're given, and to seek out information from a variety of sources.
Exactly. We need to be discerning consumers of information, to develop our critical thinking skills, and to be willing to challenge our own assumptions. That's the only way we can navigate the complex and often murky world of international relations.
Well said. We're going to take a quick pause here, but when we come back, we'll explore the potential implications of this story for both the United States and the global community. What happens if these allegations are true? What does it mean for our democracy, for our standing in the world? These are questions we can't afford to ignore. We're back on Meteorology Matters, and the forecast for this story is still looking pretty turbulent.
It is.
We've got these swirling allegations of a KGB connection, a mysterious Moscow trip shrouded in Cold War intrigue, and even whispers of a hold over a former president. It's a lot to process, so let's shift gears a bit and talk about what this could all mean.
Okay.
What are the potential implications both for America and the world at large?
The potential implications are significant, to say the least. If these allegations were proven true, it would be a major earthquake, shaking the very foundations of American democracy.
Yeah.
Imagine a former president potentially compromised by a foreign adversary. It's a scenario that's both unsettling and deeply troubling.
It's almost hard to wrap your thing around. It would raise so many questions about decisions made during his presidency, his foreign policy choices, everything. Could a foreign power have influenced his actions? It's a chilling thought.
Absolutely. It would cast a long shadow over his entire legacy. And on the international stage, it could further erode trust in American leadership. Our allies might question our reliability, and our adversaries might be emboldened, seeing this as a sign of weakness or vulnerability.
So this isn't just an American story. We're talking about a potential shift in the global balance of power. Could this empower authoritarian regimes around the world?
It's certainly a possibility. It could create a ripple effect, weakening democratic institutions and emboldening those who seek to undermine the international order. We've already seen a rise in authoritarianism in recent years, and this could further fuel that trend.
We've talked about the political and geopolitical implications, but what about the legal ramifications? Could Trump face charges if any of this were proven true? We're talking about potential espionage here, which is a serious crime.
That's a tricky question. Espionage is incredibly difficult to prove, especially after so many years have passed. It would require hard evidence, not just allegations from a former intelligence officer. And even if there were evidence, the legal process would be incredibly complex and politically charged.
So it's more likely that this will remain a cloud of suspicion, a lingering question mark over Trump's past, rather than a cut-and-dried legal case.
That seems to be the most likely outcome. But even without a legal reckoning, the political fallout could be devastating. He could further divide an already polarized nation and deepen distrust in government institutions.
This whole situation feels like a ticking time bomb. It's unsettling to think that something this potentially explosive could be lurking beneath the surface of our political system.
It's a stark reminder of the hidden forces that often shape our world. Forces that operate in the shadows and can be difficult to grasp or control. It also underscores the fragility of our democratic institutions and the importance of transparency and accountability.
Well, there you have it, folks, a Meteorology Matters episode that took us from sunny skies to a full-blown geopolitical hurricane.
Wow.
We've examined the allegations, explored the historical context, and considered the potential implications of this tangled web of espionage, political intrigue, and international power dynamics. Now it's up to you to decide what to make of it all.
Remember, critical thinking is your best umbrella in this storm of information. Question everything, seek out diverse perspectives, and don't be afraid to draw your own conclusions. The truth is out there, but it often takes effort and discernment to find it.
And if you're still craving more insights, even after this Meteorology Matters deep dive, be sure to follow me, Rob Jones, on social media.
Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Meteorologist, on TikTok at TV Meteorologist, and on YouTube, follow Rob Jones Hurricane. You can also find the Meteorology Matters podcast playlist on YouTube. We'll be back next week with more weather updates and perhaps another unexpected detour into the world of information storms. Until then, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay weather aware.